USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Indianapolis, Indiana police said at least 8 people were shot and killed at a FedEx facility near the airport Thursday night, and multiple others have been injured. The alleged shooter also died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. At least 4 people were hospitalized, including one person in critical condition. Hong Kong authorities confirmed last week that another citizen has died after receiving the China-made COVID-19 vaccine Sinovac. The government did not report the death. To date, 16 people in Hong Kong have died after receiving Sinovac, and 15 have developed facial paralysis. Chicago police say the 13-year-old who was shot dead by cops last month was holding a gun just before he was gunned down. Video footage from several sources released by the Chicago PD shows Adam Toledo running in an alley before being asked to put his hands up. Police have maintained the Little Village incident was an armed confrontation and a weapon was recovered. USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bail out broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1-ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit AssetStrategies.com.
Holding a press conference regarding the FedEx shooting in Indianapolis, Indiana, Thursday night, Indianapolis Police Public Information Officer Jeannie Cook.
Just after 11 o'clock this on Thursday evening, Indianapolis Metropolitan Police Department responded to 8951 Mirabelle Road, the FedEx Ground Plainfield Operations Center. We received a call reference shots fired to that location. Preliminary information at this time is that the alleged shooter has taken his own life here at the scene. After a preliminary search of the grounds, inside and out, we have located 8 people at the scene with injuries consistent to gunshot wounds. Those 8 were pronounced deceased here at the scene. We have been made aware of multiple other people with injuries who have been transported to local hospitals or who have transported themselves to local hospitals.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Pole position number 1 for Sunday's NASCAR race, Martin Truex Jr. talks about his recent successes.
Confidence in each other, believing in each other. And, you know, there was a time in my career when, you know, I go back to the Busch Series days, all the races I won there were short tracks. You know, we never won any mile and a half. And I'm like, well, damn, I need to get better at mile and a half. And then, you know, you work on that and, you know, in the Cup Series, if it's, you know, every track is tough. Everybody's working constantly on being better at every type of track. But, you know, for whatever reason, for me, the short tracks never really panned out. And, you know, even though we had a lot of great runs over the years, for instance, I think we led the most laps at Richmond, like 3 or 4 races in a row where we finally won there. You know, it's sometimes you need things to go your way. But honestly, I think from a consistency standpoint of being consistent at these short tracks, it's just, it comes down to people and equipment and, you know, that belief in each other. And, you know, as I mentioned, especially at Martinsville, being able to just work on similar things year after year with the same group of guys for the most part and continuing to, you know, improve on small things and really just, you know, believe in what they're telling you. If they tell me I need to drive it a certain way, I start driving it a certain way. And, you know, if I tell them that it needs to do something different, they know it needs to do something different. And, you know, it's just that, that team chemistry that we've had over the years. It's been really good, and we've been able to fine-tune on these places.
America is historic road course, and it's going to be cool to go there. And then, obviously, Indianapolis road course have no laps there either. So I think figuring those out are going to be fun. That's always a good challenge.
NASCAR in Richmond, Virginia starts at 3 p.m. Eastern on Fox and Motor Racing Network. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pride.